Today's daf is Shabbos daf Lamed Aleph. In Shabbos daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, the Gemara discusses three stories where a prospective convert comes to Shammai and to Hillel to become a convert in unusual circumstances. And Shammai rejects the potential convert, the prospective convert, and Hillel accepts the prospective convert. One of the examples, one of the stories, was there was a non-Jew who came and he heard about the clothing that the Kohen Gadol wore, and he said, "Oh, I want to convert so that I can become a Kohen Gadol." And Shammai pushed him away, and Hillel accepted him, but he said, "Let's first learn about, before you become a leader, let's learn about the rules first." So he learns about the rules, and he sees that a Zar, someone who is not a Kohen Gadol, cannot function as a Kohen. So certainly he cannot function as a Kohen, so he obviously changed his mind. But it seems on the surface that Hillel accepted the individual to convert, even though he wanted to become a convert for an ulterior motive. The halacha is very clear. In Yoredeya, Simon Reish Samaches Sif Yud Beis, Kishiyavo Hager Liskayer, when someone wants to convert, Bot Kimachrav Shom Biglam Mamon Shital Obishvil Srara, that we see whether maybe he wants to convert because of some money, for some financial reasons, or because it could provide for him some political benefit. And if that's the case, then we don't accept him. So that's a big question as to how could Hillel do that. If indeed we don't accept someone who wants to convert for ulterior motives, so how could Hillel accept the prospective convert? So the Shach actually asked this question. And the Shach in Sifkat and Chav Gimel cites the Tosfos, that where he says that the story of Hillel, where the person said, "Convert me on condition that I'll be a Kohen Gadol." So there, the Tosfos points out, "Batuach hayad sofa lasos l'shem shamayim." So Hillel knew that even though the person said that, "Oh, I only want to convert so I can become this, the Kohen Gadol," he knew that at the end he would want to convert for the sake of heaven. And from here we learn it all depends on what the Beis Din sees. If the court sees that the person, according to their best estimates, their understanding, to the best of their knowledge, that the person is sincere and will accept the Torah sincerely, then you can accept them as a convert. But if according to your estimation, you're the court that converts, and if you, according to your estimation, that they're only doing it for ulterior motives, but they're not serious about accepting Torah and mitzvot, so then you don't have to accept them as a convert. So again, Hillel did this, he accepted it, and he was sure that this would work. Although, halacha lemaaseh, if you know that the person is converting for ulterior motive, so the Shulchan Aruch writes that we don't convert the person.